na meka se ushe budgeter finance minister honorable Atuforsen kwa kanye last week ushe page 72 of the budget item number 372 okan se Ghana government babete ejumeku bia ye friend gold board se parliament passe the gold board act na it is going to repeal the PMMC Act 219-1989 away. Now, in that budget statement, you know, Finance Minister MIT has said, Gold Board no ye jume kubia ebeba na abeboa ye fall exchange hun semaide akoso. And in that statement, our Kase government is going to make available a revolving fund of $279 million. But the budget statement, I mean, one wahanum no. It is indicating that government want to buy 3 tons of gold every week. That is the budget statement.
Yes.
Every week.
Yes.
Every week. Fine. Before I may go into the details, you know, let me clearly state that the initiative, the thinking of the gold board, you know, is a very good initiative. I want to state again, gold board are buying petrol or the banner. It's a very good initiative. It's a good initiative because one, in the previous government, now Bank of Ghana took gold. Minerals Income Investment Fund, so you're there. No, yes, I'm gold trading activities. PMMC was also doing something. So now, quite say, though they were all doing their style strategically, no, it was not concentrated at one place. So one positive point, I'm a little bit more good board, they say, the thinking to bring on board all the trading activities to one table under one vision, no, it's a very good initiative. In as much as the market said, a very good initiative, you know. I want to also state this, the gold board initiative is a build up on the previous government's domestic gold buying program and the gold for oil program. The gold for oil program and the domestic gold buying program, you know, are the foundation of Ghana, who say gold every economy. And it is a gold every economy. We should buy and build upon it. And see, OBBR, Obeka Gold Board wants them. Now, Obeka Gold, domestic gold buying program, gold for oil program wants them. Boni Biano, Sammy Pano, or a politician. May to us of Ghana, as of 2023, gold Ghana are buying export, exported both large scale and small scale for Ninan, where about 4 million ounces. Large scale mining companies are working here. Exporting more about 2.9 million ounces. Our convertible tons are that stood for about 82, 83 tons. Small scale miners also export over 1 million ounces, which is about 31, 32 tons. So, on an average, no, in 2023, gold at small scale for normal day, Econinano. Averagely, on a month basis, near 2.6 tons. Averagely. 2024, figures, you know, so Chamber of Mines and Rizia, but the preliminary figures are about HSA. Again, in 2024, Ghana exported over 4 million ounces of gold. A day revenue of $11.6 billion. After the estimations, you know, HSA, just last year, you know, not every month, you know, so small scale for we're exporting on a monthly basis 3 tons. Now, the question is this. Let's look at our environmental situation right now. The situation we have in Ghana today is that our water bodies are being destroyed. Our forest reserves are being destroyed. What ye honorable finance minister Kasa Okaye Oka Gold Board has any way no? Or say the previous government should not be happy about the growth of 5.4 because the growth was mainly based on Galamse. May I show us what is that statement?
No? Yes.
Was based on Galamse. Thank you very much. Now, Sir Utu Obifo in the former administration said Ono exported 3 tons of gold monthly and the economy was hinged on Galamse. The question is, then what are you going to do differently? Yes, your gold board. Say gold board, say or top gold, 3 tons at least, or say at least 3 tons per week. What it means is that Bruni Eka at least, and let's say, a bit my 3 tons, and I say, be better than. What it means is that the new government is projecting through the gold board, you know, to buy at least 12 tons of gold per month, about 3 times 4 weeks. Next month, Biano, the new government here or Tia Kunya Sipeso or top gold from small scale miners, 12 tons. Now, all the 12 tons and multiply 12, that's 12, Bosumi Makumako 12. You are looking at the Ghana government trying to buy 144 tons of gold annually from the small scale miners in Ghana. Medasa Oti BRCO, figures here, Mama Win. Per the estimation of the government, you know, what it means is that government wants to source a lot of gold from small scale miners in Pua. Who compare 2023 and 2024 figures, boomer. Government want to get more gold even than the entire gold produced by all the large scale mining companies in this country. Now, now small scale miners in Pua are producing 40%, which is currently. What is the environmental impact? And now we are thinking of even sourcing gold, 144 tons, more than all the large scale producing companies in Ghana from small scale miners. And when I may, one target are buying assets, you know, maybe it's unsustainable. But it does not meet targets. One. What is going to be your responsible sourcing strategy? What is going to be your responsible sourcing strategy? And then all catcher and say, Uber the top gold in fish small scale mining sector. I'm not saying Ghana, Goldforce, Newmont, Asanko, Angogo Ashanti, South companies in Abba. Gold now, person, the capacity of the gold you want to buy this year alone. Is bigger than all large scale mining producing companies in Ghana, and you want to get it from small scale miners. How many small scale mining companies are duly registered? Ubetos are gold now then every month. Where is the data? That's the question I am asking. Because if all our large scale mining companies combined in this country, combined with our small scale mining companies, did not even give us even 120 tons combined last year. Where are you going to get this gold from? It's a question now. So far, we'll be in this gold board and the government here. And see, Margie Muno, yeah, besides our question, it will mean that Galamse Airbab the cost will pop.
Semitwasi, yeah. Gold board is a recipe for Galamse. And in fact, we cannot fight Galamse with gold board for one target here, one day so many. What was there?
My careful because.
No, but I've listened to you, Matiwa, and that's why I'm asking this very question.
Mama estimate say Ghana, since I'm in Ukase, take or leave, small scale miners account for about 40% of total gold produced every year. Okay. Now, open the target, Abba say, 1 year in the target, so also auto gold. And those who crack in their mining companies up or mining in our them. So it means that me the main can say be a band per se or yeah, I'm saying, but may change Ghana for Junior S to say, yeah, gold board is going to be an agency whereby the government of Ghana is going to sponsor state Galamse, state sponsored Galamse. And yes, sir, then they should come and tell us 3 tons of gold weekly, no. And here for now, what ton of Ghanaians should know because one in the power will say, Usi Galamse, I know.
Okay.
I was saying regulators, Minerals Commission, Water Resources Commission, Environmental Protection Agency should help Gold Board. Now, you who tell that now, what is going to be the environmental impact?
Mm-hmm.
There should be an environmental impact assessment of this So when me and prove this document to we are media for Galamsey is going to be very dangerous to control in this country because yeah, Sami Jemfi make his statement be na made manodi sinu say time bomb kakra. Or can be to say to say their cocoa are buying to me quite besia na or de ba na cocoa season no se cocoa no swa na a buying any cocoa na cono. True gold board in Sono. A buying su bet maquain. Akoji sika ebi alone. Na I share a brofono bose yet gold baba eden. Baba mamu. So if you want to collateralize gold that won't hire from the small scale mining sector, what it means is that it will get to a point that one share a buying cassa the excavator crab basic for him, ako to gold because it is going to be very dangerous. And that two. Also, you are going to establish an equipment pool for miners near there. It's a good thing, okay? But gold board should try to separate their responsibility clearly from being a gold trader for the country, from regulating the mining sector.
Okay.
Where are Minerals Commission for Edu money at here?
Okay.
Okay. These are questions I may say the media, no? Mubebisa. Now, you have two key issues. Where are you sourcing your gold from? And where is your environmental impact assessment?